Hi there. Yes, I'm talking to you. Who else would I be talking to? It's just you and me. Yeah, I know you can't see me, but I can sense you on the other end of these headphones, listening to me. And maybe touching yourself. Why is it that you touch yourself to me? Is it the way my voice lilts? No. Is it the way I whimper and moan when I'm really needy? Is it that I can be a bit of a brat? Or is it some of the beautiful, beautiful, dirty things that come out of this sweet little good girl's mouth? It could be that one. It's always the ones you don't see coming. And you plan on coming, don't you? Tell me. Are you gonna come for me? Are you going to jerk your thick fucking shaft for me? Like a horny little teenager watching his first porno, touching his first fucking tit. Oh. Or maybe it's just because you like the way I sound when I let go of myself. You know, I think it's so sexy that I'm doing this right now. And then other people are gonna be listening to this. And then I think and close my eyes that I can pretend that everyone who's enjoyed or is enjoying my audios is in the room with me. You know, kind of cheering me on. A cacophony of moans and good girls. Oh, yes. So, what is it we should do first? I want you to take off your pants right now. I'll fucking wait. If you can't take your pants off, then maybe, just maybe, you should pause this and come back, because this shit's about to get fun. Okay, so you've taken your pants off. And I want you to lay down. Keep your underwear on for me, just for this time. And I want you to lay down, and I want you to caress your thighs. Just feel how your skin feels. Is it soft? Is it tight? How lightly can you feel when you brush your fingers across there? Because you see, we're gonna savor every last fucking moment of this. That's right. We're gonna make this last. The delicious agony of pleasure that you're about to experience will be lengthy and memorable, hopefully. So keep caressing your thighs for me. You look so sexy right now. Just laying down in bed. Do you have your shirt off? No? Yes? Well, I think it should be off. You're right, it's only fair I do the same, huh? Alright, since we're gonna go really slow and seductive, I am sitting up in my bed, and I'm taking my nice blue top, and I've got it lifted just under my tits. It's caressing the skin of my stomach, and now I've gotten it up. It's slowly at the bottom, so all you can see is the bottom of my boobs hanging out underneath the shirt. And then I'm gonna pull in the shirt real tight so we get that that big, nice tip pop over the head. Left sleeve, right one. All with my eyes focused on you right now. Oh. Do you like what you see? Do you like what you hear? Mm-mm. All right, so now we are both topless with our bottoms still on. And I'm gonna put a nice, soft, sweet little fuzzy blanket over myself for modesty. And also just to torment you. And plus, it feels nice. God, I just want to rub this on my tits. I could imagine you staring at me. While I rubbed my boobs with a soft faux fur. And my eyes slowly roll in the back of my head. And I give you a pleading, sweet look. It's very deceptive, that look. Oh man, I got so excited that I popped out one of my tits and was pinching the nipples. You know what I want you to do now? I want you to run your hands up and down your chest. I want you to feel every bit of your skin there. Hair if you have it. How do you feel? And I want you to work your way all the way up to your pectorals or your lovely lady lumps if you're a lady listener. I'm trying so hard to make this inclusive because everybody deserves pleasure and everybody rocks. So if you are lucky enough to be the owner of a pair of titties, I want you to play with them. I want you to cup them in your hand. No touching your nipples just yet. I want you to touch everywhere but. And for our men folk, the same goes for you. You see, my sweet, sweet listener, your nipples are sensitive too. It's kind of funny. Women have nipples for many purposes. We have them for pleasure. We have them for helping life. And quite often attracting the opposite sex's affection. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't have to be the opposite sex. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sorry. This, landscaping thinks that evening time is the best time to landscape, so there's gonna be some buzzing in the background, and this time it's not toys. But as I was saying, gentlemen and ladies and everybody, those of you born male at or assigned male at your birth, it's kind of interesting because your nipples, they only serve one purpose.
Yes. They're a pleasure point. Yeah, that's right, gentlemen. Your nipples are sensitive too. And not only that, you can make them feel really, really good. Plus, turnabout is fair play, no? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to rub your index finger over the top of, around your nipple. Just around, just for now, just around. And then I slowly want you to let your fingertip brush that nipple. And I want you to lightly move your fingers in a circular motion. That's perfect. Oh, you look so hot when you're like this. So vulnerable. Fuck. Yeah, it's nice to have the control, but it's fun being sweet, submissive, and sometimes bratty, but I think being in control of you tonight is gonna be the best part of all. Oh, we don't have to define it, because it's not pure, Brad. It's just fucking pleasure, and I'm going to bring it to you. And now, I want you to keep playing. I want you to pinch your nipples with me. Try it just once, and if you don't like it, you don't have to keep doing it. But you'll find that a little bit of a little bit of pain can morph into pleasure very quickly. I was once taught that the whole pain thing has nothing to do with the pain. It has to do with the body's response to the pain. Because your body doesn't want you to feel pain, so it sends pleasure to soothe. And that, I guess, is what some of the arousal behind BDSM is. At least it's something that kind of arouses me. I don't want to make any statements for anyone. And also, it just makes me feel so bad. Sometimes I even like to make this confession just for you. I like to make my tits bounce when I pinch them. Feels so good. Okay. At this point, my friends, I think we might be warmed up. But if we're not, I want you to just take your hands down to your thighs with me. You gonna do it? Are you gonna touch it with me? Good. I want you, as you feel comfortable, for me, I like to go straight to my thighs because I don't really love my abdominal area. So for me, I go straight to my thighs and I rub them. And then I scratch my nails slightly over it to give it a new sensation. Just to shock the system a little bit. Do you like it because you know I'm feeling it with you? Right in your ears. Oh, does that make me the voyeur? You'll hopefully touch yourself, but if you aren't into it, I'm watching you hopefully aroused. It's quite the aphrodisiac, seeing the response I get. But here's the thing. As my name suggests, I am oral wifey, which means I like sound. So, if you're gonna continue with me, which I hope you will, you've gotta make me a promise. Whatever it is you're touching, whether it be in oh god, such a bad joke popped in my head. Whether it be an innie, you know, the vaginal model or whatever, or an outie, the penile model, or whatever it is that you want to touch and arouse, you'll do it with me. We'll do it together. Oh, you don't have to talk directly to me. But maybe you should use this time to say whatever's on your brain. Don't think. I may be here with you, but it's okay. I want you to say anything that comes into your mind as you touch yourself, as you lose control. I want you to be in the most free and vulnerable state. Enjoy what you enjoy. We'll enjoy what we enjoy separately together. Alright. I'm a little bit ready for some enjoyment of the next level variety. I hope you'll enjoy this with me. Does it feel good for you too? You like this? Do you like when I'm like this for you? Feels so good. I'm using a G-spot toy without the vibration on, just to lightly pound myself, and it feels nice. Feels so nice. I like that I'm sharing this with you. I like that you're out there listening, whoever you may be. Oh, maybe you're a couple. Are you a couple listening to me? Are you listening to this girl? Together? That'll be like a threesome. I guess this is almost like a double line. Oh god, that's a dirty thought. No, no, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say it. It's like an auditory. Oh, I don't wanna say it. Oh.
anxiety make me feel so dirty. Knowing that you're listening, that you're all listening. Oh God, get a hold of your ego, woman. You should either stroke or penetrate yourself at the same timing that I'm doing now. Oh, you like being on my thigh? So messy. Making my shorts all messy. They're oversized, so it's okay. It's okay. Oh God. I really want to squirt, but I shouldn't. We want to make this last, don't we? I'm gonna make this last. Oh, yeah. Slow down if you need to slow down. Is this too much? Is it too much? Is it too much hearing this? If you thought me squirting was gonna stop this, you're so wrong. Real good girls don't tap out. Here's the retriever. There's anyone else there squirting with me. You know that feeling when the toy you're getting just gets sucked in and it just won't let go, like after you squirt specifically? That's how you know, because your pussy grips it just the right way. Oh, I'm gonna come again. You think you can survive this without coming? You think you can make it? You think you can make it to the end, baby? Yeah? Oh, are you gonna beat it hard? You gonna rub it hard? Are you gonna fuck it hard? Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck me. My arms are getting so tired, but it feels too good to stop. Too good to stop. Survive this, you motherfucker. You dirty slut, are you gonna survive this orgasm, huh? Huh, pretty girl? Dirty little exhibitionist. I don't want to be an exhibitionist and share this. I want to tease you and drive you wild. Maybe inspire you to do the same thing. I always say everybody should try recording, even if it's for yourself.
Shorts on and they're soaked. They're fucking soaked with me. Oh god, I've squirted everywhere. I've come so hard. But I want everything. I want everything. I want it all.
And now, I'm ready for bed. Or at least, a nice, dirty, sticky nap. Fuck.